It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. This is my favorite time of the week, the time of week where I get to have my good friend from New York, and I'm over here in Texas. I get to talk to her, and we get to share with y'all our Swole Sister segment, and she's on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and let her say hello, Essie Williams.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Jen.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. I know you had to go and get stuff, teenage stuff done, orthodontist stuff, right?
Yes. All done. All done.
Can you hear me? Or do we have a good connection?
We have an awesome connection. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I mean, you sound great. So I'm just making sure, because you know how technology.
Yes.
And I wanted to come across where, because I actually had someone leave me a message recently that said that I sounded like I was further away than you. So Now I'm talking closer to the phone, because hey guys, listen, this is how we do it. We record us talking on the phone. It's a phone call together. We both have a phone and we're just talking into it. So you mentioned to me that you used your headphones.
I do.
See, I have a
Now you're loud. Okay.
Is it too loud?
Now it's good.
Okay. I have a blue, like one of those microphone thingies, mm-hmm. but it only works when I record from my computer. So when I'm recording from my phone, I wonder if I should use the headset like you do.
Yeah, try that, because it's been really good, and I think the quality's been okay.
Yeah, I mean, you sound great to me. All right, so anyways. All right, let's get on to our topic. Man, this topic was a surprise, because you and I had something else totally planned mm-hmm. to talk about, and this one came out of nowhere, and I feel like it's something that we need to just go ahead and get out there and start talking about, like, pretty much every week. It'll probably be a topic, because I've gotten such a huge response today from a story that I did. And it was just about how social media is causing so many like self-image issues, and especially in the youth. And I mean, like, if it affects us as adults, you know, mm-hmm. it's gonna affect the youth. And so you and I really wanted to get on top of this and talk about some of the strategies that we use in our home, because we both have teenage daughters, and we have friends who have daughters. And I mean, and I'm not kidding, like within what minutes I was having message after message after message of people going, yes, this is something we need to get out there, you know, keep putting it out there to help others, you know? And so we wanted to come on here and do that. And so a few of the things that we kind of want to just give, like, tips maybe to help how we deal with it. And you want to start off with?
Well, I just wanted to tell everyone, I hope that you're going to put that on your highlights in your Instagram, so people can go back and refer back to it and put today's date on it, so they know exactly where to go. You guys, because you have to listen to the story. How this came about was Jen saw an Instagram post where it was a side-by-side comparison pictures, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone has seen that before, but you know, like, the girl had maybe a slightly slimmer waist, and I guess there's an app out there right now that helps you take a picture, and you can apply this app and it makes you look 5 pounds lighter, maybe.
Is yeah, like right? you can alter your body image now. Not only like there's, what is the filters that you can do on mm-hmm. your face and stuff when you're talking, but or taking pictures. Now you can do it with your body image too.
I mean, I've heard about that before, but I thought they only used it in like magazines and stuff. But now I guess everyone has access to them. And now that's like red flag everywhere for us, especially as we were talking about our children growing mm-hmm. up in this social media world.
Right.
It's not going anywhere.
It's not. So we need to. Right. Mm-hmm. How do we manage it?
Yeah, we need to manage it, and we need to address it, and we need to be in the know as parents, and open up the line of communication with our kids. And I'm not just talking girls either, because no, believe mm-hmm. it or not, boys have body image issues as well.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of the things that we talked about offline that I'll go ahead and bring up. In the story, sorry, we didn't finish it. I put in there, you know, it's not about image. It's about you know, you can't, perfection is boring. Like you, God made you so much greater than, how did I put it? Gosh, it was so good. It was like, we add more value. It's not what we look like. It's what the value that we give people. That
yes.
is more important. And that's what I put in there.
Cause God, that was beautifully said, because when you go on certain Instagrams, why do you stay on it and watch story after story, or you go through post after post, is because they have something of value to add to your life.
Right.
You're learning from it. It's not just a selfie of somebody that you're just like flipping through. Cause, and you know, with the perfect lighting and the perfect makeup and the perfect hair, you know, so
right. You're right.
I know for me, that the added value that you guys bring, and you know, the people that I follow, it's been invaluable to me, because it makes me want to be a better person rather than comparing myself to that person, if that
right.
makes sense.
But the youth of America, starting at like, gosh, 6, probably, I was going to say like 10, but it's, I think it's even sooner. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were growing up, we had peer, what is it? Influence or, pressure, I guess.
Peer pressure.
There's the word I'm looking for. And we could, when we would go to school or go outside the home, we would have those insecurities or, you know, issues and deal with friends and the pressures that come with society. But when we came home, we got away from it.
Yeah.
And the problem with raising kids these days is that it's in the palm of their hand 24/7. And I'm serious about 24/7, because I think some parents don't even realize that their kids are on it at night too, when they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the tools that really helped in my household and is still applies in my household, is not being my kid's parent. I mean, not being my kid's friend and being mm-hmm. their parent and realizing the power of, social media and internet and how it's so addicting that you have to take on they're not going to like you. They're not going to like you.
Oh, well, you know how addictive it is. I think you told me one time you timed yourself, like, you know, liking, commenting on other people's posts, and 2.5 hours was spent in a whole day of you being on IG. And that was you probably being more mindful because you were timing yourself.
Right.
But if not for that, I mean, I know I've caught myself being on it for hours, and you're like, oh, let me just like scroll through. That scroll through can like last 2 hours. So yes, it is highly addictive. Mm-hmm. And we're just talking Instagram here. I know my little 9-year-old, she loves to play games. She's my video game junkie. And like, if I don't monitor it, she could wake up with that phone in her hand and just be on it like all day and just sit in one spot.
Yeah.
So I think as parents, you and I were talking about this, we have to be so on it. We have to realize, set a time limit and have some really hard boundaries for these kids, you know?
Well, and they appreciate it.
They really appreciate it.
It takes the pressure off them. Please hear me on this, because this is so important. When my son can't be on his phone from like when he gets home from school till like 7, and then he's only allowed to be on it from 7 to 8. I'm just making this up. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is just an example.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, when he's at school, it takes the pressure off of him and with his friends and says, hey guys, listen, I'm not being mean and I'm not returning messages or snapping back or any of those things because my parents take my phone from me.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes the pressure off of your kid to be a kid.
Like, yes. And not only that, that is so brilliant, because like, say he didn't say that, right? And you know how kids like text back and forth for hours?
Mm-hmm.
They know why you're not texting them back. It's not because they're different. It's because my parents took it away. So like now your friends can't say, hey, Toby, why don't you text me back?
Right. Or snap me. Mm-hmm. Everything's snap, you know, I mean, everything's about snap. Like, you know, you used to be able to creep on your kids' phones a lot easier. Now everything's in snap. And if you don't know how to do that, learn it. Because I think parents make the best creeper parents make the best parents, you know, because I mean, even growing up with my daughter before Snap, all of her friends knew that I was a creeper, and they were like, they would probably think twice before sending her something, or she would be sending something, because they knew, oh, Alex's mom, she's crazy. And listen, here's the thing, that takes the pressure off your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they don't like me. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, your kid's able to have more freedom and joy and peace and be a kid, because like they're growing up so fast. Like they're not even kids anymore.
So it's true. And let me tell you the behavioral changes I see. So like say my children are on their phones for like an hour or two. And like sometimes I'm so busy, I don't catch it. And then when I say, hey, you guys, can you help me with blah, 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 like set the table. They are so mean and rude. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because something about sitting, like they don't want to be bothered. But say like they were reading a book or they were like doing creative play and like they're singing or whatever. If I say, hey, do you guys want to help me? Let me tell you, the response is like day totally and night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a rule in our house, 30 minutes on the phone and at night. Okay. And if you want to watch anything like YouTube or anything, you cannot do it in your room. You have to be in a public area. That way, if I'm walking by, I can glance over and I can monitor you.
Oh, absolutely.
And at nighttime, their phone has to be plugged down downstairs. There's no phones allowed in their rooms whatsoever.
Yeah. And I remember this is something that comes up for the parents out there. They're like, yeah, but my kid's like, you don't trust me. Listen, my daughter did that to me. I think she was 14 when she did it. She's 20 now, y'all. So I've been through all this. I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't. Because I don't even trust myself that if I looked at her and I said, if that thing dings
in you're gonna,
mm-hmm. at 11 o'clock at night, you can't tell me that if it wakes you up, you're not going to run over and check it.
That is so true.
And she said, she looked at me like we were just having a heart to heart about it. Cause I was, and she was like, yeah, I would look at it, you know, and your kid might say, no, I wouldn't. Or, you know, I'm a heavy sleeper. And said, well, then it doesn't matter. So we can plug it in downstairs because it won't matter either way. Like there's always a way.
She used to tell me, but I don't use the phone at night. I need the flashlight to go to the bathroom. I'm like, we have a flashlight. You can take the flashlight from the mud room and put it in your room. No, but I need the alarm.
Yes,
I will wake you up. Argument. I can be your alarm. I'm up before you. I will wake you up. Yeah. Oh, I've heard it all.
Well, the alarm argument is so funny to me because my son has a Darth Vader alarm clock in his room because I was like, oh, yeah, there's this thing called an alarm clock. We used it back in the day. And because there's always another way. There's always another answer. And the whole video gaming thing, we're the same way. Like we have a playroom and then he has his room, you know, and that gaming stuff stays in the playroom because I can walk up the stairs anytime and look and see what's going on. And it's facing towards the stairs. So it's not facing towards a wall, you know?
Yeah.
They need that and they want that because it holds because guess it's so powerful. The internet can be so powerful. It can grab you into things that you don't even think you can be grabbed into, you know,
because you get lost in it. It's like a virtual world, right?
Right. So, you know, that those tips hopefully will help. Gosh, I got so many messages today. Some of them were just heartbreaking, about how much it's, social media is influencing, the mind. Listen,
and self-esteem. Weren't we talking about how I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to add this one thing because I think it's so important. Okay, so you guys, when we go through Instagram, and Jen brought this up and I thought it was brilliant, you know that some of the pictures that you see, that's not their entire reality, but we still feel bad, right?
Yeah.
Weren't we just talking about that?
It's it brings up that I'm not good enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know that it could be angles and it could be like a good lighting. Maybe she's having a really good day, but it's so hard for us to not compare and think otherwise. And then, and we're adults.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So now my daughter is 12. And
who doesn't have the discernment.
Right. And then she, she'll look at someone and say, wow, she's so pretty. And I got to tell you, my child is half Korean and half black. She does not look like the blonde girls, maybe, you know, like the movies or whatever she's watching.
Gorgeous.
So sometimes I remember when we first moved here, I think we were like the fourth mixed race to move here. And she has really curly, big hair, guys. And I remember it was in kindergarten and they were going up on the risers to sing something. And I remember this one kid touching her hair. Like she's never seen a big curly hair before. And Ella was so annoyed. Like she smacked her hand away. Like, you know, and I'm like, oh, Lord. And she used to come home and say, Mom, I want to be your color. That just broke my heart.
Yeah. And that's why we need to be so on top of it. though. Yeah. Because let me, this is a really good example. You and I talked about it before getting on, about my daughter. She's 20. She's mm-hmm. very accomplished. She's very intelligent, extremely intelligent and an accomplished athlete. And she decided to take a different route and she's no longer playing volleyball. And so she's working a side job and going into nursing school. And she's excelling in all these things, right? And she's if you were to look at her from the outside, you would go, wow, this kid's really got it all together. Mm-hmm. But there were certain behavioral things that we were seeing, lack of joy and lack of peace in her life as parents, because she's moved home now. That I'm like, there's something off. And so I was praying about it. And I was like, okay. So I always ask the Holy Spirit for help. I have to, because there's just so much and there's just too much. I need
help.
And it kept coming up in me that, you know, she's seeing the life she had and her friends are still doing the whole away at school, playing sports, you know, that life. She's seeing that on social media, and she's wishing she hadn't made the decisions that she made. Right. And I couldn't tell that to her because I knew it would get a bad reaction. Right.
Yeah.
So my father and I got together and we said, okay, we need to have a meeting because this is not she's not in a healthy place. You just know when your kids are not in a healthy place, you know? And, we coached her and we said, we call them come to Jesus meetings. Just because, you know, whenever there's like it was a set time where mom and dad are going to want you to come to the living room, you know, or whatever, or the kitchen table or wherever you're decided to have your Jesus meetings at. It's just like a reality moment of, okay, this is the situation that's going on. These are the things, this is how I feel, this is how your dad feels. And you coach your kids in that meeting, right? And you just, mm-hmm. and let them come to the self-discovery. And that's the whole point of those come to Jesus meetings. and we got to a place where she finally said, and she started breaking and crying about it. So I knew it was something deep that she was like, I know it's not real. She said this out of her mouth, y'all. I know it's not real that all my friends are having, the reality is that they're having fun every day. I know that they're still dealing with the same trials I'm dealing with, and they're still, you know, dealing the struggle, they're still struggling, but I see it on social media and I want that, you know, even though I know in my brain that it's not real and that they still have struggles and they're still dealing with stuff. And I was like, she's battling right in front of my eyes. It just broke mm-hmm. it just breaks your heart, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you're following the path that God's put on your heart, and this distraction on social media of what you had and you think is you want it back is only hurting you, right? And she knew it, and so, but bringing it to the forefront and talking about it and understanding it and like having your family involved in it and going through those emotions brings healing, and this is someone who's 20 years old.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me that a 14-year-old is not going to struggle twice as much, you know?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of her. Like, just to sit down and to go through all of those emotions. And I think I can learn from you in this because my kid's 12, mm. like I tend to jump in and tell her how to feel or to do.
Right. Everybody does that. Yeah.
But I think it is so important. Like, my husband's amazing at like coaching kids through and like our daughters through situations without, he just guides them but lets them come to their own conclusions, mm-hmm. where I'm more like, do it this way, I promise it'll work.
Yeah, I know. It's how that would we all do that as moms.
Yeah,
we have to sit back and go, wait, we need to coach this.
Yeah, so I know some of you guys listening, you have amazing stories. Please teach me how to guide better. But that is really important, I think, and I'm so glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Because she went through this battle herself and came to a conclusion, it'll probably rest better with her and she won't have as many doubts. Whereas had you told her, she'll be like, okay, I trust my mom, I'll take her advice. Yet she hasn't gone through and worked out all of those emotions herself.
Right.
So it's still there. So that was, oh, thank you. That's a big aha moment for me.
But mm-hmm. that's the difference. And I think that's the wisdom that, see, because I'm not very smart, so that's why I need Jesus. Let's be clear, guys, okay? like this stuff doesn't happen without the Holy Spirit guidance. And, you know, we neglect it so much because we get so convoluted and you know, distracted. Distracted is a good word. That's the word I wanted to use. With not only just social media, but with emails and with text messages and phone calls and, you know, the day-to-day ins and outs of whatever it is that you're doing in your life with work or, you know, mom duties or, you know, sports stuff or whatever, or musical stuff or theater, like all these distractions are constant. And we don't, and this is something that we wanted to talk about, we don't take care of our health.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of all the distractions and then we're tired and then we're worn out, we're not making good choices. And it's like the perfect storm.
It is a perfect storm. I mean, like, say in that scenario where you called your daughter to sit down to come to Jesus moment, had you had lack of sleep, poor nutrition,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that you could have had the patience when she was going through her emotions. Like, I become very snappy, right? So, I'm glad that you brought that up, because this is something that I have come to realize, because we're on the second full week of school I'm already really tired because I get up early. And one of the things that I learned from one of my Bible studies is when you are tired, you're the most vulnerable. And what mm-hmm. does that mean? When you're vulnerable like that and you're tired, say you're hungry, you don't want to go make yourself something really healthy to eat. So you'll eat something that's convenient. You don't want to exercise. You just want to, you know, maybe sit down and take rest, which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could be grumpy with people. And, you know, it's like you said, It's like the perfect storm. And an example of that is in Genesis 25. If you guys want to go and read it, it's the first book of the Bible, verses 33-34. It's a story of Esau and Jacob. And Esau's a hunter. He went out and like hunted all day, so tired. And his brother Jacob was in the kitchen. He was like his mama's boy making stew. And he comes, he's like, I'm famished. Give me something to eat. And Jacob's like, sell me your birthright. And if you know Jewish history, I don't know it that well, but I only know it from the Bible. It's like everything. Esau was a firstborn, which means he gets the blessing. He gets double inheritance of everything.
Right.
He was so hungry and so tired, he didn't care. He said, fine, have my birthright. Write this up to me. And then he ate the stew. So mm-hmm. So that just like made me go, oh my God, when you're tired, you don't care sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
we have to be disciplined enough to like sleep more, eat well, take your time for yourself to like to quiet time with God, meditate. And most importantly, you have to like genuinely connect with like others. I'm not talking about like on Instagram, like real people.
Right. Real people.
Yeah.
Yes. I know. This is very important. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know where to start in the Bible. So you and I've decided, we were like, let's just go ahead and put a challenge mm-hmm. out there, because it's something that I've been doing since I was little.
Me too.
And there's a book in the Bible called Proverbs, and it was written by the wisest man that ever walked the earth and the wealthiest. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. And King Solomon. No
other, yeah. That, yeah. So cool. And, there's a chapter for every day of the month. And so there's 31 chapters in it. So what did you say about October? Does October have 31?
Oh, no, February, you guys, February, depending on leap year or not, they're 28 days. So you're going to have to double up on some of those days. It's all good.
No, but the whole point is what I think is interesting is people think that you have to be a scholar to be able to open up this book. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, because, I mean, I was even reading the other, I think it was yesterday, I was reading something and I was like, ooh, what does that word mean? And I was like, ooh, Google. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I Googled it and I was like, oh, it means like a spot. It was like describing a horse or something. I was like, what kind of horse is that? And then so I Googled it and it was like, oh, it showed pictures. So you don't have to be like a scholar to read it. If anything, I think it's better if you're not. And what I always do is I always ask the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom whenever I'm reading God's word. But if I sit down for my quiet time and I don't know what to read, I always start with the proverb of the day. And I've been mm-hmm. doing this for, gosh, I'm old. What am I? 43. So I've been doing it for so long, and I still pick up things every time I read Proverbs 18, whatever. What is today's date?
Today's the 19th. So if you guys want to do the challenge, go ahead and start with chapter 19.
Yeah. And so
keep going.
And every time, like this, like let's say October 19th comes back around and you read 19 again, you'll be shocked at, you'll totally see it totally different. There'll be totally different message in there for you.
Well, and, yeah, depending on what you're going through at that moment, right? Like something else will jump out and help you.
And just being obedient to do something like that for yourself will what I found is it always opens up the door for me to scroll through the Bible and find other things in there. And I'm like, ooh, that's a nugget. And then I write it down or whatever. And I write in my Bible. I highlight. I've got books everywhere, like little spiral notebooks that I write in and stuff. So take the pressure off yourself.
Yeah.
Like we do. We're like, oh, I don't have time for that. Or I don't know where to start. This is a great place to start.
It is really good. And right next to it, right before it, is a book of Psalm, which is also a love. There's 150 books in that, so you don't want to do it every day, but just pick one. It's a song of praise to God that Solomon's father David wrote most of it. So I mean, those two I always go to. It's really easy.
Yeah.
But I really find that Proverbs to be so filled with wisdom, and it applies even today in the 21st century.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's key. And I'm going to be writing a book, a manual about it, because I feel like that God's put that on my heart to the scriptures that are related to different, trials and the things you need to coach your kids to persevere through. And I'm excited about that, because every time my kid has something that's like life altering, they're in tears and that the world's ending, there's always something that relays in God's word to it that gives them strength. And I have so many of those incidences that have happened in my life being, a mom for over 20 years. It's crazy to me to think, like, the whole New Testament after the Gospels, guys, listen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the Gospels. Those are the, what do you call them? Disciples that follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. After that, is the, what happened after Jesus ascended to heaven. Right.
And yeah.
Amazing, amazing stories of what, like, these disciples did and how they, got the word out and stuff, and it's all God inspired. And what's crazy to me is a lot of it's written by a guy named Paul, who was a really, really bad guy who was killing. He was killing Christians.
He was killing Christians. Yes, he was like a leader. Yeah.
So next time you think you're not good enough for God,
think about Paul.
Think about Paul. He, God's got a sense of humor. I love him. All right. So he used someone that was killing Christians to end up inspiring him to write the entire, basically the entire New Testament. So, he was put in prison and all these things. And when he was in prison, he was writing a lot of these books that you find in the New Testament. And, what I think is interesting is they're the most inspirational books you could ever read.
It really is. And it kind of, I use it for not just inspiration, but like guidance.
Yeah.
It just lays it out for you what a Christian life looks like and how to attain peace and joy. There's so much goodness in there, right? We can talk about this forever.
Oh man. Like I've got notes. I hear you flipping through yours. I'm flipping through mine too. There's just so much goodness in here. And the scripture that you and I rely on a lot is the Mark 13:11, because you can get so much self-doubt and be like, I'm just a mom, like, who wants to listen to me, like, I don't have there's no value to me, like, you can just like start doing this negative self-talk to yourself. And then you and I decided, like, no, that's not what God says.
Yeah.
He says don't worry about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And that just takes so much pressure off of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it really does.
Okay. Well, now all is good. I don't have to stress anymore, because when you tend to be an overachiever, you tend to like want to have everything perfect. And I've learned to just be like, no, that's not normal.
What is perfect anyway, right?
That is boring. What I think, perfection is boring, to be honest with you. Straight up boring. I mean, totally. If I ever get a time to scroll and there's perfect stuff out there, I just scroll right by it. It's like white noise. I'm like, I want to see the good, the bad, the ugly, I mean, come on. Anybody can doctor stuff these days, as we've been talking about.
Yeah, get that app.
Get with the app, exactly. Yeah. And, and I do the filters and I have fun with them and stuff. But it's not because I don't think that I'm not good enough,
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing that we wanted to make sure, that it's your value. You have so much value and you have so much greatness inside of you. And the devil wants to drown that out with distractions. And if that's you and I'm speaking to you, just surrender and just say, no, I'm not these negative things. Like start like realizing how great you are in the gifts that you have, because only you have those gifts. You know, I read a book our pastor wrote called Divine Fingerprint. Mm-hmm. And did you know that every single person that's ever been or ever was has a fingerprint that no one will ever have?
Yep. How wonderful is that? And how many of us are there in this world?
Yeah.
Billions.
Yeah. Like, and even if you tried to alter it, it still would be your own fingerprint. Like, mm-hmm. like that to me is your, that just tells you how great God thinks of you, that he gave you your own, like your own gift, that's divine.
Well, he knows a number of hairs on your head. So when I talk to my kids, and recently I moved down into at my church to youth ministry, I work with high schoolers and junior high schoolers. And it just struck me how important it is that they understand, and we all understand, our worth that's based on Jesus, what he says we are. Because if you base it on the worldly things or things that are constantly changing in this world, you will be constantly moving with it, never satisfied, never fulfilled, and always searching for who you are. But if you can firmly root your feet into the word of God and say, you know what? He knows the number of hairs on my head. And like, he loves me because he made me exactly the way I'm supposed to look. He placed me in this, this century where I'm supposed to be. And you just go from there. It will change. It's not going to happen overnight, or it might, depending on the Holy Spirit, but it will change, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And how you view the world and yourself.
Yep. And that leads to last week's perspective, you know, one that we talked about, you know, the perspective, your perspective changes depending on what you're feeding your mind, you know, mm-hmm. even people who don't even believe in God, you know, they built, like successful people who have self-professed said there's no such thing as a God stuff. They still understand the power of their mind, and mm-hmm. they still feed their mind good things. Right. And
yeah.
So it's, whether you want to believe it or not, I mean, it all came from God, but that's just not saying you have to do that. But I'm a big believer in that, because I've seen the miracle of God in my life over and over and over and over again. And the joy and the peace. And you know what? An energy producing joy, a contagious energy producing joy. Have you ever been around someone like that?
Yes.
You know, yeah, me, of course. That's what I am.
Yes.
But no, like that joy comes from the peace of knowing who you are, you know, because we all deal with junk. We all deal with insecurities, but, and like, if you have true peace, you're going to have that kind of joy. It's just, mm-hmm. it just goes hand in hand. And that peace comes from God, you know?
Yeah, it really, really does. And for all of our listeners out there, we want to hear about your stories.
Yes.
Please continue to DM us and email us, because I feel like we can learn so much from you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to keep this conversation going, because I think the social media, our children, even ourselves, it's something really important. And if we do have to bring it to light, because whatever comes to light, what does it say in the Bible? Help me out here, Jen. Want something, gosh, sometimes I'm so ineloquent. When you bring problems to light, it is not hidden, so it can be dealt with or something.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like that one.
Thanks.
We all get what you're saying. You know, you just had an SE-ism. It's all good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, SE-ism.
We all have
thank you.
Moments.
Gen A-ism.
Let's leave it with this. Let's leave on this note. When you don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do all the time, just be okay with that and just ask for help. You know, I would say I was going to leave on that, but I was with a client yesterday, and I said, have you ever asked for help with that, with the situation that she was dealing with? And she was like, no. And I said, why don't you try that? I guarantee you, you'll be a lot better off in that situation. You know, we forget so simple things like that. I mean, I've like, when I've ever had any issue with my kids, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I literally will have moments of like, I don't know what to do. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Boom. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. It's like creepy. Like, oh, I know what to do now.
Yeah.
But we forget to ask.
And don't forget that you have friends. You have us now. You can ask for. In the Bible, it does say that, you know, when you're going into something heavy like that, it's go get counsel from people who are wise. Not saying that we're super wise, but we'll pray for you. And, you know, we'll help you as best we can. But don't forget the power of community.
No, I wonder if we should have an FB page.
We should.
I bet we should. Yeah, let's work on that.
Okay.
We can work on that. Let's do that. Because I think that's super easy to do and, like, maybe make it a community type thing.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
I think it's easier to do a community thing like that on Facebook than it is on Instagram.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because you can interact and stuff. Yeah, I think that might be a great idea.
All right.
We'll have to try and work on that on top of everything else that we're doing. It'll happen.
It will. Facebook
page.
You
know what? Okay. I think we've covered pretty much everything we wanted to talk about today. I mean, there's so much more we can cover, but we're, you know, on overload, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll continue to talk about this topic as new ideas and information come up. And I think it's really important that we are on top of our children to make sure that they are being fed the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's so much truth in God's word, and it just takes the pressure off of you, you know, because we're so imperfect and we need to just rely more on God and his word, because it's the truth, like you just said, and it brings so much clarity and brings so much peace. My gosh.
Yeah.
Just breathe in and breathe out and just be at peace and know that you've got guidance if you need it, you know, if you want it. All right. Well, then I tell you what, y'all make sure you reach out, like Essie said, Fit Boulevard on Instagram and Fit Boulevard
@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. I'll put it in the show notes. And so you can always find that in the show notes. And then we'll work on putting together that FB community. Listen, if y'all, if this helped you at all and you have some friends who are struggling or shared this episode with them, let them know that we're going to have this weekly episode. And so maybe they can like subscribe to the podcast, hit the subscribe button, rate. And that's how it gets to the top of the list. I don't know, some algorithm, whatever, to help others, because that's what this is for, is to inspire and help and connect people. And if you were ministered to at all by this podcast, if it helped you at all, make sure you share it. If you don't know how to do that, DM me and I'll send you a link and you can send that link to whoever. And with my stories today, if you go and check them out and if you feel like it's something that would help someone, you can send stories to people too.
Yeah.
If I put it in my highlights, will that be able to be sent to people too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Make sure you do that today before it goes away in 24 hours.
Isn't that crazy? I know.
Yeah.
But yes, and so those things all help other people. So if you gained anything, help others. Just pass it on, right?
Pass it on. Thank you for listening, you guys.
Yes, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you here next week.
All right, awesome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.